The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The so-called Golden Fleet gets a green light from the Commander-in-Chief.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
President Trump says the Navy will be getting two of those brand-new advanced vessels. Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the eastern Pacific. That drone up in the sky, chances are it was made in China. But going forward, they will not be, as the Federal Communications Commission bans all new foreign-made drones.
It's a move that'll keep new Chinese-made drones out of the U.S. market. Monday's announcement came a year after Congress passed a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the U.S., widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. The FCC said a review found that all drones and critical components produced in foreign countries, not just by Chinese companies, posed unacceptable risks to the national security of the United States and to the safety and security of U.S. persons. Keith Peters, Washington.
For some of us, holiday travel could prove an adventure.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. At least three people killed in an overnight Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 34 points, NASDAQ futures off 25. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by two Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildmom Delfont says, quote, "Our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Australian state of New South Wales is proposing a ban on public displays of the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols. This follows a mass shooting at Sydney's Bondi Beach this month, left 15 people dead. The draft law includes penalties of up to 2 years in prison and fines. Premier Chris Minns says chants will also be banned. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has pledged to curb radicalization and hate in Australia. This is SRN News. Volunteers in Michigan are continuing a local tradition of bringing cheer to hospitalized children during the holidays.
Members of the community in Royal Oak, Michigan, are asked to gather outside Corwell Health Children's Hospital with flashlights. And at 8 p.m., they shine those flashlights into the hospital rooms of young patients for 10 minutes, shouting sweet dreams. The children are also given flashlights they shine back. Spokesperson Amanda Lefkoff.
Feels a little bit isolating, a little lonely. Feels like maybe you've been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
This is the eighth season of Moonbeams for Sweet Dreams. The hospital also hosts holiday parties and activities for families. I'm Donna Warder.
Federal regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. It gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is currently under review. More details, SRNNews.com.